Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
I wanted to mention an ayah really that struck me when I was researching this. It was an ayah actually I was just listening to. It was a recitation of Surah Yusuf, and it was mentioning how Ya'qub alayhi salam, he had already lost Yusuf alayhi salam. And then his sons had gone out with his second son from the same mother, from the same wife. Okay, and when their brothers had returned, they told their father what they said, we've lost him as well. And this completely distressed Ya'qub alayhi salam. Because obviously we're talking about things where problems are happening to the Muslim Ummah. Part of us should realize that we should be active and we should try to do something about it by first understanding the relationship that Islam has to life. Definitely, we need to do that. Part of us, we are also really, we are patient with the matters of our Lord, because we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this situation a great opportunity to reflect on and to emulate the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, because they have a life of going through struggle and a very similar struggle that we can also reap the benefits of as well. But the main benefit is also to have the sabr as well, to be sabr on that righteousness, on after making that effort. And the reason why I picked Ya'qub alayhi salam is because of the positivity he had. Imagine you yourself, this is not just children in Gaza, imagine your own two children. You know, you've been told that they're your most favorite children and they've been, now they're lost, they've been eaten by wolves, you've been told some lies. Ya'qub alayhi salam, when he's told this, he responds to them. He says, قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا. He says, indeed, you have been inflicted by an evil matter. You know, meaning you have lied and you've been overtaken by this evil thing that has happened. Because he knows that there's something amiss here. فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. But beautiful patience. You know, and beautiful patience has many dimensions to it. It means inner and outer patience. But ultimately, it means that you have done what you can do. And upon that, you have patience and you wait. You know, and you try to do the best that you can. And then, after that, he says the bit where he says, Asallahu an yatiyani bihim jami'a. And he said, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring both of them, all of them, back to me together. Meaning that, you know, it's like a child, you know, he loses his ball in the tree. He loses his football in the tree. He borrows another football to try and knock that football out of the tree to dislodge it. In the end, what happens is he's now got two footballs. How, if he has two balls stuck in the tree, you know, he's like, oh God, now I'm in complete loss. Whereas Ya'qub alayhi salam, he's lost two sons that are precious to him. But the positivity was, maybe the calamities have piled up on top of each other because that they've reached a peak, so that all of the matters of Islam or all of my sons will return. This is a positivity that Ya'qub alayhi salam is showing, that maybe the worsening of the situation is a sign that all of these things will be undone altogether in one go. So maybe Islam is undone one by one. But inshallah ta'ala, in a near future, inshallah, we will have all of these matters put back in one go. So this was the positive message of Ya'qub alayhi salam.
Oh.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.